is there any one of us who at some time or other in our lives has not secretly pictured himself as the knight in shining armor, astride a powerful charger, thundering through adventure and hardships to a romantic rescue? The American symbol of all these characters is the cowboy of our own western plains and deserts, who lives close to nature, relying more than any of us do today on himself alone and his ever faithful horse. Our hero of Melody Ranch is Gene Autry, America's favorite singing cowboy, who is a symbol of the clean thinking, honesty, and integrity of the American people. Gene has achieved success through his fine work in Republic Pictures. Millions of picture goers know him and love him. Much of his success is due to the fact that he personally lives the characters he depicts. Many of us can still remember the many characters made famous by Horatio Alger. Gene Autry's own history is an Alger story, as you'll hear in a moment. But now, meet the boss of our imaginary Melody Ranch, Gene Autry.
Thank you, Ken, and hello, everybody. You know, riding herd on a string of words is kind of off my range, particularly when I'm speaking to so many of you all at once. But I do want to say howdy, real friendly-like, and say greetings to you all. I know lots of you folks have seen me, but come to think of it, I haven't had a chance to say howdy to so many of you before. Well, I... Oh, shucks. I guess my old guitar and a song can say it better than I can. Come where we round up the blues and try to lose every trouble and woe. We brand them one by one and start them on the run and down the trail watch them go. Come help us round up our joys and all the boys and chase old Mr. Gloom today. We will ride for miles, rounding up stray smiles, driving the blues away.
Thanks, Gene. I'm sure all your fans have seen you so many times in Republic Pictures, love to hear you singing those grand songs of yours, and listen to your honest-to-goodness yarns about doings here at Melody Ranch. And now, thanks to you merchants who display double mint gum, everybody's going to have a chance to hear you every Sunday. But more about that later. You know, wherever people gather to see motion pictures today, Gene Autry and his wholesome adventures in the Great West are favorites. His twanging guitar and tuneful songs are as American, as natural, as typical of this nation of ours as, well, say, apple pie or corn pone. But no one ever looked for Gene. No talent scouts combed the country for him. No lights blazed above theaters the first time he picked up his guitar and strummed one of those songs he loved so well. No, Gene started life as a cowhand riding the range. But he soon got to thinking there were ranges beyond the ones he rode, a world to be explored. The spirit of adventure, the desire to make a place for himself in this larger world, finally led him to take his first settin' down job as a telegraph operator in a little Oklahoma community. Here, one evening, he was receiving a message.
179877.
Hey, is anybody here?
Yeah, just a second. I'm trying to get this message. On number 10, tonight. Okay, mister, what can I do for you?
Well, Gene Autry, is that you?
Why, Tex.
Gene, I can't believe my eyes. What are you doing here?
Well, how about you? When did you pull into town?
Oh, I'm just passing through, but you, stand back there a minute. Let me look at you. Well, my old partner, put her there, kid. But what are you doing here?
Working.
Working? You don't mean you've got a job here in the depot selling tickets and running that there telegraph?
That's right.
Oh, quit your kidding. Gene Autry had a desk job.
Well, here I am.
You mean to stand there and tell me you gave up riding a range to... Gene, you didn't get hurt in an accident or something.
Oh, no, nothing like that, Tex.
Well, but what are you doing here?
Well, it's like this. Riding the range is great. Probably the best kind of a life a fella could lead. It makes a man think. Out there under the stars, I got to thinking maybe there were a lot of things I didn't know about. And a man can't think straight if he hasn't had some experience.
Why not?
Well, the way I figure it, Tex, the more different kinds of broncos you've broken, the easier it is to ride the next one.
Yeah, but you ain't riding broncos here, Gene.
Well, I figured out that living is sort of like busting a bronc. And the world's a pretty tough one to bust.
I want to find out if I'm fit to handle it or whether it'll throw me. But you know, Tex, there's a lot of times I get lonesome for the range.
Yep, you must.
Yeah, I want to ride all day and sleep out under the stars at night, get my food from a chuck wagon. But I ain't going back to the range till I'm sure I can meet any man on his own ground. So I've started looking the ground over.
Mm-hmm. But how's Champion feel about this? You can't expect a horse to lead a natural life in a city this size.
No, but...
How big is this place, anyway, Gene?
Well, I'd say about 500 on Saturday night.
Must get mighty crowded.
Yeah, it does. But I'm going to stay here, Tex. Just like I said, something tells me I've got to get places. And I figure this is as good a starting place as any.
Well, a depot's always a good place to start anywhere from.
But it takes money to ride on trains. And that's what I'm working for. You know, a little money will help you learn a lot of things.
Oh, forget it. Now, look, Gene. What you better do is hook up with me again. We'll carry on being partners just where we left off, over on the ranch.
Well, thanks, Tex, but I can't do it.
Well, think it over. I'll wait till you take care of this fella coming in.
Sure, I want to talk to you some more anyway. Have a seat over there.
Okay.
Howdy. I wonder if I could get you to send this wire.
Sure thing.
Newspaper rates.
All right, sir.
Yeah, it looks like a guitar over there.
It is.
Yours?
Mm-hmm.
You sing, do you?
Oh, a little sometimes.
One of the rules of the railroad is to make its customers happy, ain't it?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Well, it might make me happy if you'd plink up a tune.
Oh, I never sang for the public.
Oh, I'm not public. I'm just one fella, and a friendly one at that. And there's nothing I like better than a real Western song sung by a real Western man. You are from the West, aren't you?
Yes, sir, sure am.
Go ahead, then.
Oh, mister, I just sing for my own pleasure. I'm not good enough to sing in public.
You know the rule of the railroad. Keep the customer happy.
Well, all right, sir, but I warn you, it won't be very good.
You'll be honest and sincere, though, and that's as good as any man can ever get.
Okay, here goes. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson wheat. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Thanks, huh? What's your name?
My name is Autry, Gene Autry.
Well, Gene, you know you're wasting your time here.
Wasting my time?
Yep. You've got a good voice. But more than that, there's something real and colorful in it.
Well, thanks.
If I was you, I'd strike out tomorrow morning and get myself to New York as fast as I could.
New York?
Yep, New York. Town over on the Hudson River.
Why, that place is so crowded, a fellow couldn't even breathe.
You sound as if you're scared of New York.
No, I'm not scared, just...
Now, let me tell you this, Gene. New York's got show business, and that's where you belong.
Me in show business?
You could go a long way.
Oh, no. I've read about shows in the paper, and I seen one where the actors didn't get any hand clapping. All they got were vegetables and bad eggs.
Thought you said you weren't scared.
Well, I'm not exactly scared.
Well, you needn't be. I liked you, and I'm a pretty average citizen.
Well, I'm afraid show business isn't in my line.
I think it is. I know a little bit about show business and what people like. Not too much, but a little.
Well, thank you anyhow.
That's all right, Gene. You give it some serious thought. Well, send that wire off fast as you can.
All right, sir. Sure will.
Hope we'll be seeing each other again in New York. Goodbye.
Bye. Can you beat that? Say, Tex, he wants me to go into show business.
Yeah, I heard what he said.
Can you picture me on the stage?
With a voice like mine?
Well, I always liked it.
Well, what do you know about voices?
Well, nothing, but...
Nothing. That's just about right.
But that gentleman ought to know what he's talking about.
Why?
Because he's Will Rogers.
Huh? He was Will Rogers?
Sure. I've seen him before. I wanted to tell him one of my stories, but I was afraid to.
Gene Autry is a success because he has contributed something new to this great land of ours. You merchants who display and sell double mint gum want everyone to enjoy Gene's contribution to American life and American song. That's why Gene takes you from Hollywood to the plains of the West. Here is purely American entertainment, carrying you as far away from the outside world as possible.
That's a pretty big order for us fellas here at Melody Ranch, Ken. But I promise we'll do our best. You know, everybody these days sort of has a hankering to escape all this hustle and bustle and bright lights and all the troubles they think they have on their shoulders and sort of sink down around the campfire with the boys. And I hope that's what all you folks who've been here with us are going to do next Sunday evening.
Gene Autry, America's favorite singing cowboy, the square-shooting lad who climbed to success the hard way, is going to be with us every Sunday evening. Thanks to you local merchants who display and sell healthful, delicious, refreshing double mint gum. Millions go to their favorite theaters to see Gene and thrill to his singing in Republic Pictures. And now, Gene Autry comes to visit you, to sit around your firesides with you, swapping stories of the colorful West, telling you his adventures and singing you the grand songs we all love so well. Here is a new program, a program to carry you out of yourselves, out of this troubled world of ours, out into the great open plains of the West. A program that brings you color, American humor, and American song by that successful interpreter of our nation's most tuneful folk songs, Gene Autry. So join Gene and the boys of Melody Ranch next Sunday night and bring your family and friends along, too, when Gene will be...
back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the road.
Ken Ellington speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Riding the range once more.